Okay, Shalom. I'd like to thank Rabbi Sher for inviting me to participate in the rotation. If we do not cover the entire daf, so here we are with a pre-recorded shir in order to cover today's limud. Okay, we're holding on Yud Gimel. We'll start two lines from the top with Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav. So we had the machlokus and the Mishnah's what the times were. So the Gemara is picking up on that and says, Omarav Nachman Omarav Halacha Karebi Yehuda. The Halacha follows the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. So Amar Lei, Ravel of Nachman, so he said to him, the name Amar, Halacha Karebi Meir. Why don't you tell us that the Halacha follows the opinion of Rebbe Meir? Rebbe Meir holds that you're allowed to eat during the entire fifth hour. Distamlon Tom Kabase, because we have a Stam Mishnah that goes like him, and that would be the Halacha. So why don't you teach it this way? Ditanang, we learned in a Mishnah, Kol Shah Shemut Alecho, any time that you're allowed to eat, Ma'achil, you're also allowed to feed it to your animal. So you can be Madaik from that, that Mishnah, there's no intermediate time period where it's Osir for that, but you can feed it to your animals, right? So this Stam Mishnah has to be going like the opinion of Rabbi Meir, because if you remember back, Rabbi Yehuda held that no, the fifth hour you can't eat it, but you could feed it to your animal. So Mor says no, can't be like that, because Hahi Lav Stamahu, that Mishnah is not really Stam, right? That's the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, right? Mishum Dekasha Mutter, the fact where the Mishnah was use the phrase of mutter, that's a problem, right? Because, the Mishnah could have said differently, right? He could have said, Kosmash mutter lecho machil. V'nei memar halacha megalmiel. Okay, so then, one second. Rav is going to ask another question on Rav Nachman. Why don't you say the halacha follows the opinion of Rav Gamliel, to have a lay machriya? Because he's the machriya, he's the one who decides, he makes the final decision. There's a machlokus, and the assumption, really, the general rule is, then we go after the machriya, right? And if you have two extreme opinions, and there's one in the middle, so we take the middle one, and that works out within the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. So Amar Lei, no, Rabbi Gamliel lav machriyahu. He's not really being machriya between the shitas. Tam Danashi Kamer, he's saying his own reason. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir have a machloikis about the chametz, right? But they don't make any difference whether it's chulin or whether it's truma. Rabbi Gamliel does. Right, he makes a chiluk, but whether when he eat the truman, when he can eat the chulin, right? So because he's talking about something differently, so it's not as if he's involved in their inyan. He's saying his own shita. That's what Mor says. He's not being machriya tam denafshi ka'omer. He's saying a new svara. Okay, so that's one reason. The ibayasema, and another way we could explain, right? Rav the omer ki hai tana. Rav's holding like the following tana, right? Rav said the halacha for Yehuda. Titania, arba aser shechalios b'shabbos. When you have the Arab Shabbos that comes out on a Shabbos, so now we know that you can't get rid of your chametz in the regular way, right? So ma'avirin esakol milifnei haShabbos. So you have to get rid of everything before Shabbos. The sorfin trumois, tameos, tuluyos, utaharos. You burn up the truma that's tame and the ones that are questionable. With shirin minha taharos, mazon shtei suudos. You leave over enough for two meals, right? One for your nighttime, one for the morning. Kidei lechol ad arba shos. You can eat up until the first 4 hours on Shabbos morning. Div Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda. Ish bar tusa, sha'om mishum Rabbi Yehoshua. So that's the whole statement that we have. So now, just take a little bit of a halacha lemaisa to know that what do we do on Erev Shabbos? So here in Or HaChaim, Tuf Mem Dalad, right? Din Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. So begins Yud Dalad Shechalios B'Shabbos. Boidkin Leil Yud Gimel. You do the Bedika one night earlier, which is Thursday evening. Umavirin Hakol Lifnei Shabbos. You get rid of everything before Shabbos. Umasharin Mazon Shtei Seudos Litzarech Shabbos. We leave over enough food for two meals. The seuda shlishis zmana acher hamincha, right? Because the zman for having the shalosh seudos, and really, if you look at it, the way that the Rishonim, I believe, already talk about, you're supposed to have each one of the three meals in its own time. Friday night meal is at the nighttime. Shabbos morning meal should be in the morning, and the Shabbos afternoon meal should be, in fact, in the afternoon, right? Va'az ein yochla soiso, but you can't have shalosh seudos now on Erev Shabbos because now, right? Lo b'matzah v'lo b'chometz, right? You're stuck. You can't have matzah because you're going to want to eat it that night, There's different minhagim as to when actually the people stop eating chametz. But really, really, Mikra Hadin, it's that day of. Some people, 2 weeks before, a month before, from starting from Purim. But Mikra Hadin, even within that, does it mean on Erev Pesach, when does the actual prohibition stop? Start of stopping eating, when did that start? Right? So what do you do? El matzah shira. So rather, what you can't have chametz, because now it's austere in the afternoon, you can't have the matzah because you can use that. So use matzah shira, because matzah shira is matzah, like egg matzah, something that that is not going to be able to be eaten for the mitzvah, but you could eat that then. V'tzorech la'asosa kodem shash tziris. You have to do this before the 10th hour. Hagah, says the Ramah, of Medina's Elu, she'eno agin lecho matzah shira. We don't eat this. Yilal kamen simin tav samach beis, if dal, the Hagah, yikayim suda shlishis, mimine peiros, o babasar, vidogim, kilal eil simin reish tzari aleph, sif hei, Hagah. So we have other things like that. We have, feet, we have, basar, peiros, stuff like that. This actually is a shach. No, it's not a shach. I think it's the Mogen Avram who brings this on. About saying Divrei Torah on to be Yotze, that whole idea about one can be Yotze Shal Shus with Divrei Torah based upon a Zohar, it came on a year like that where Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, but no halachic authorities say that one could actually be Yotze Shal Shus by saying over Divrei Torah. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Amru lo, so now the Chacham said back to him, Tahoros lo yisarf, you shouldn't burn the truma. Why? Shema yimatzu lehen ochlin. Maybe you'll find someone who's going to come to Eden. We'll come out now, the mafreya, that you burn truma you weren't supposed to. You're not allowed to. It's a deraisa burning a truma that's able to be eaten. So amr lehen. So he says back to them, right? Kivar bikshu velo matzu. No, we looked for people. We looked for some. Again, it has to be a kohen. On the kohen, the truma. We couldn't find anybody. So amr lo shema chutz lechomalon. Maybe they're outside. Maybe they're not in your city. They're coming, but they're going to be, on Shabbos, they'll be here. They're going to come in on Shabbos morning. So at that point, you can eat the truma. Don't do it. So amr lahem, he says back to them, l'divreichem, but according to what you're saying, af tluyo slo yisarfu. You shouldn't even burn the tluyas, right? The ones that we're not sure what the end. Shem yavo Eliyahu v'yitaharim. Because maybe Eliyahu was going to come on Shabbos, and he's going to, tell us with his nevuah that this is really, we don't know status what it is. He'll be mivayer for us. So I'm like, no, kvar muftach lehen liyisrael she'en Eliyahu bo, lo v'arbe shabbosos, lo v'arbe yomim toivim mipnei hatoreach. No, we already know, we have a Mesorah, it's some Gorn Erevin, that we know that Eliyahu Hanavi is not going to be coming on Erev Shabbos. He's not going to be coming on Erev Yom Tov, because, we'll be too busy preparing, which is just a pella. And there's more to discuss about that, but just to think about the question, meaning what's going to happen? Eliyahu is going to come and announce this, that tomorrow's Mashiach is going to come, right? And then we'll say, oh wow, I really wish he hadn't come because I was so excited. I didn't prepare a nice chont. I didn't have a good potato kugel this week. So it's better to have a nice yummy sandwich, a nice yummy meal, rather than having Eliyahu come, the Mashiach comes. So there are lots of Mefarshim that do discuss this, want to, keep it on topic for today's topic. Just a quick word from the Brisker Rav. He says, because Mashiach can't come on Shabbos, based on this Gemara, that Eliyahu can't come Erev Shabbos and tells Mashiach coming on Shabbos. So that's why the Brisker Rav points out that the themes of Havdalah and Motzei Shabbos focus on Eliyahu Hanavi coming. Because now, once I'm allowed the thing, now it's really Shaykh to happen, so that's when I'm thinking about it more, right? You can't think about money. So what do we say on the Zmiros? Zareinu v'chaspeinu yarbe kechol. Zareinu v'chaspeinu, our money, our children should increase. We weren't thinking about all Shabbos, but now comes the first opportunity. So now we're going right back. Now we're thinking about the thing about Yom Tov again. So Amr, they said like this, Lo zozu misham ad shekavu lehalacha kirebi Lazar ben Yehuda ish bartusa. They didn't budge. They didn't move from there until the Chazal voted. Nimnu v'gomru. The halacha follows this opinion. My love, afila echol. Right now, working with the halacha followed Rabbi Yehuda. Isn't he talking about even to eat? Right, Rav was holding. You can't have the chametz right after the end of the fourth hour. So, Amar of Papa Mishmei the Rav lo levayer. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about just doing the beer chametz, right? That you can remove the truma tahara on Friday if there's no one else going to be able to eat it. So af Rabbi Sover l'hai Rabbi Nachman, to Amar Ravin bar Rav Ada Maisa ba Adam Echad shehikpid di Sakaya Milea Chametz Eitz Yochanan ha Kuka'a. He left a bag of filled with chametz with this person Yochanan Kuka'a, and Nikva'u Achbarim, right? The rats, the mice, they got to it. They made a hole in it, in the bag. The chametz is spilling out, right? It's going all out. So he comes to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Shah Rishona Omelo, in the first hour he said to him, Hamtein, wait, let's see what happens. Maybe this guy's going to come back and take his chametz. Shnia came to him in the second hour, Omelo, same thing, Hamtein, wait, maybe this person is going to come back. Shlish is on the third hour, Omelo, because again, Hamtein, Revis, fourth hour now, Amalo Hamtein, Chamishis on the fifth hour, Amalo, Tse Umochra Bashuk. Now you can go out, meaning you see that the guy's not gonna come get it, so you can go out and you can sell it in the marketplace. So my love, what's the eight going on over here? Doesn't mean Lagoyim? Right? Aren't you telling you have to sell them to the goyim? Kid Rabbi Yehuda, that goes like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Who holds it an it's osur for a yid to eat the chametz at that point in time. So I'm Rabbi Yosef Lo. No, not necessarily. Lisroel, you could have been selling it to a Jew. Kid Rabbi Meir, and he holds like the opinion of Rabbi Meir that you're allowed to still eat chametz during the fifth hour, right? He's just telling him, you know, sell it now. During the fifth hour, you'll still find buyer. Because if you get one more hour, wait till the sixth hour, then no one's going to buy it. It's mamash osur, right? So Amalei Abaye, Eli Yisroel. One second, if he was going to be selling it to a Jew, Nishkalei Lanafshe, one second, just take him for himself. What do you have to, do a whole, thing? Just take it yourself, and then you'll pay back this owner of it. So no, the Gemara says he can't do this, Mishum Chashada, because if Chashad looks suspicious that you're doing it, right? You can't eat it yourself. Doesn't look right. Technically speaking, he could, but we're not going to do it because of Chashad. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Gabay Tzedaka, She'en Lehem Aniyim L'chalek, Portin la'achirim ve'im portin la'atzman. You have these collectors of tzedakah, right? And there's no aniyim right there to give out the money, so they can, they have to make change from it. They shouldn't do it themselves. They shouldn't use their own coins where it looks suspicious. What's the guy swapping out a 20 for breaking a 20, into tens, something like that. So they shouldn't do it because it doesn't look right. Gaboy tamchui she'ein lehem aniyim lechalik. And same thing, the people the tamchui we'll get to in the Mirza Shem in the 10th parak, right? The ani can take from the tamchui, the poor people. They don't have any food to people to give out the food to. Moichun acherim ve'in moichun atzman. They have to sell to others, but they shouldn't do it on for themselves. Mishum shenemar, the pasuk says ve'isem nekiim Hashem umi Yisrael. You have to always be naki. You have to always be above suspicion, which is such an important value that. We want to make sure that even if you're not doing anything wrong, still, people have a habit, unfortunately, not necessarily being down the kaf zuchus, so you have to place yourself in a situation above any suspicion. Omele Rav Ada bar Masna l'Rav Yosef. Beferish Amartlan, you told us Beferish, you told us explicitly, Tzei Umochran L'Goyim K'Rabbi Yehuda. Go and sell it to the non-Jews, just like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, right? So you know that Rabbi Yosef, in the end, he forgot his learning. So sometimes his Talmidim had to, remind him of what exactly he had said. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Kiman Oslo HaShmaitzu D'Rebbe, whose opinion are we following this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi? That must be going to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, again, that he should sell it in order to, prevent the guy who left it with him from losing out. Did Tanan, because we learned in a Mishnah. Hamafkid peros eitz el chavero. If you leave your peros, peros is interesting, it's the English word fruit, right? You just changed the nekudos. So you left your fruit, your peros, with somebody, with your chaver. Afilu hein avudin. And even if they're going to get lost, lo yibim, don't touch it. Rishim ben Gamliel, oimer, no. Mochron bebezdim, if nay, hashavas aveda. Go sell it to the bezdin, you'll get a fair price for it there, and then you do the hashavas aveda, right? Meaning, just like you have a chiv to return somebody's aveda, so you also have a chiv to prevent them from losing out, any loss from the things that you are watching for them. So, amalei baye, lav itmerol. We said on this Mishnah, Omer Rabba bar Chana, Omer Yochanan, Lo Shana Ella, Tavam and Beis. We only taught this that you can't touch it. B'chidei chesronon, because meaning it's going to be a loss happening. But if it's going to be a more of a decrease than what you know what's standard, in that case you could sell them to the Beis Din, in the Beis Din. And certainly, how much more so it would apply in this type of case, to ha psita glamre, they're telling me totally destroyed, you lose everything, right? Once the chametz becomes osir, so then it's going to be osir even after, right? Because chametz sh'avol ha-pesach, we have a knas derabbanon on that. So everybody would agree, in this case you could sell the chametz. Okay, then the Mishnah of Od Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shtei Chalos. Now we get to the next topic of today's Daf Yomi. Is going to talk about these two loaves and where they were and where, you know, the placing, and how is a simon as to when you'll be notified as to where we are holding in the hours of the day as to what is allowed at that point in time. Again, so Od Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shtei Chalos Tane Tana Kaimei de Rav Yehuda. There was a Tana who would say of Mishnayos in front of Rav Yehuda. Al-Gav ha-itztaba. It was on the Al-Gav, this top of this bench in the base of Migdash. Amr lei, v'chi la-hat-sinan hu-tzorech. What? You needed to, you know, tzania, literally, we talk about tzania as being modesty, but it means to be put in its proper place, like to conceal them, right? I mean, no one's going to see them if they're put there. So you have to change it. Tzania, you have to be like this. Al-Gag ha-itztaba, on the roof. Not Al-Gav, but Al-Gag, on the top of the roof, that way everybody could see them. So, Omer Rechava, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Har Habayis, Stav Kofulaya. In the base of the majors, they had like a double column. Like, there was two rows surrounded by them. Tan Nami Hach, we have another price like this. Har Habayis, Stav Kofulaya. The Har Habayis was doubled up, two rows. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, It's Tavonis, Haisa, Nikres, Stav Lifne, Mistav. So, there was a part called Istavinis. That was like the outer part, and there was like one within the other. There are diagrams available in the Steinsaltz. He has nice pictures, he always does, of what this was would look like. Psulos, okay, we learned Nisha says that they were posel, right? The ones that were that they placed them outside. So my psulos, we're going to ask three opinions as to what made them posel. Omer of Chanina mitoch shahayim rubois, because there was so many loaves. You bring a korban toda, there's 40 loaves brought with every one, and you only have a limited amount of time to eat it. This is the famous yisod. I think it's from the Abarbanel, and the Siv has this as well. But I think the original source of the Abarbanel, this idea that for a korban toda, someone has a miracle happen to them. They're saved. They're healed. Whatever case it was, they have more food to eat within a smaller period of time. Really, like a toda is like a subcategory of a shlomim. In a shlomim, you get the 2 days and the night. Here, you get 1 day and one night. So it's a lesser amount of time and more food to eat. These extra 40 loaves, 30 of them were chametz, 10 of them were matzah. So you have 40 extra loaves. How do you do that? The only way you can consume that much more food in less time is kiddush. Publicize it. You know, why you bring this korban? But there was so much there. So it makes sense that you would have all these leftovers. So that's what it says. Mitoch shahaya revuos. Mimrubos. There was a lot. So nifsalois belina, because they became possible because they were left over by lina, by staying overnight. The tanyaks we learned in Abraisa. Eimavin toida bechag hamatzois. Mipnei chomet shaboh. You can't bring a korban chomet on Erev Pesach, right? This is why the meaning is on the Siddurim. We don't say mizmor lasoda on Erev Pesach nor on Erev Yom Kippur. Because it would become leftover. It's pshita, that's pasha, that's obvious. Amar Rav Ada, Amar Rav Ada bar Ava, hocha bar bo osur askin. We're talking about this brisa is on Erev Pesach. The kasavr eimavin kodshim lebeis psul. That you can't bring kodshim into a place where, you know, in a time where you know you have a limited amount, you're going to make them become posel. Now, technically speaking, you're allowed to have chametz until the sixth hour on Erev Pesach, but you can't bring the toda because the toda, you know, right, it's not going to be eaten. If you're going to bring that, you're not going to have enough time to eat it. So you're basically like you know, in Shabbos, like a secretion. It's like it's going to happen. So we don't want this. V'kuli alma b'shlosha osur ma'isi luhu. Everybody who went to Yushalayim in the Rechayadri and Korban Toda would do it on the 13th. Mitoch Shehem Rubois, because there were so many people bringing on that day, Nifsalos Belina, they became possible because you just Pasha couldn't eat it. The Kohanim couldn't finish them off. They couldn't be taken care of. It was interesting enough that I think Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach points out that when we talk about the Tainis Bechor, it's done in Erev Pesach. So why should they fast on that day? So Shlomo Zalman Rohrbach suggests an idea, because this was the busiest day of the Avodah Beis Hamikdash. And really, the Bechor was supposed to be the ones who were doing the Avodah, and they lost that. The Kohanim took it instead. So as a, so to speak, to show what you could have had, you know, look what could have, might have been. The day that they fast, the firstborn males fast, is on Erev Pesach, because that was like the most busiest day, the most profound, acute sense of loss that would happen. Okay, Mishum Rabbi Yanai Omru, right? Kasher was high. No, he argues, if a different reason, don't. They were fine. There was kosher. El amai korlu psulos. So then why, it sounds strange, the kosher, why you call it pasul? Shelo nishchat alehen hazevach. Because there wasn't a zevach, there wasn't an animal korban being bring with them, right? So then where it says, okay, if you haven't dissolved themselves, then I got a very easy solution. V'nishchot, just shecht the behema, and that'll be the behema for your korban toda. Sha'aver hazevach. It's a case where they lost the animal. Okay, v'nesei zevach achi v'nishchot. So bring a different one that'll replace the one. When his answer is da'omer zo toida v'zo lachma. Person designates and says, no, this is my korban toda, and this is the lechem, this is the lachmei toda, these are the loaves that go with it. So he's makdash it together. So when you match it together, ukudarabba, da'omer rabba, of the lechem, maybe lechem achir. If you lose the lechem, bring the lechem, another one. Of the toda, if you lost the toda, maybe toda achiris. If you lost the animal, but the loaves there, you can't bring a new one. My time, what's the reason? Lechem glal toida, the ain toida glal lechem. Because, you know, it's like big glal on behalf of them. The lechem is brought on behalf of the animal. That's like the noch schlepper. It gets brought along with it. But we don't say that the toda, the korban itself, is being brought. You know, that's the primary thing. It's like an ikra patoffel, right? The main thing is the loaves. Now you should bring another one, so it doesn't work like that. Okay, so I'm going to ask a different thing. Okay, I got a different answer. V'nafkinhu l'chulin. Okay, so be poyed to them, right? And then you'll make them to chulin. No, el olam shenishchat aleihem hazevach. Cases like this. You did shecht the korban with him, v'nishpach adam, but oops, it spilled out before I could do the zrikas adam, so the animal had already been shechted, right? So then the lachmei toida are connected to that, so you can't be poted anymore. But you can't spill either, because the dam was lost, it spilled out. Kaman, so whose is going like that? That this din that once you shech the animal and you mak the lachmei toda, you can't be poted. Kid Rebbe, like the opinion of Rebbe Hananasi, to Om Rebbe, shnei devarim hamatirin malin ze below ze. You have two things that are matir the korban, right? And you're one below ze. Ditanya, kivse atzeres ein mekadshin es alechem el b'shchita. So what is this? This is the Kivsei Atzeres ones that are brought on Shavuos, right? So in that case, it has to be done with the Shtei Lechem is over there as well. Ketzad, Shachaton Lishmon, if you shecht it for their own sake, meaning you bring these as korbanos for Shavuos in the right way, Vezorak Domon Lishmon, and then you did the Zrikas Hadam on their own sake, in that case, Kidesh HaLechem, then the Lechem, the Kiddush is Chalnet. However, shachran shalolishman bezorak dama shalolishman. But if you shechted it not for their sake of being brought as one of the kvasim on shavuos, or you did the zrikas adam shalolishman, lo kidei shalechem, then the loaves don't become, because it's ma'akev, right? These two things are ma'akev. They have to have the correct intent by the zevach, by the animal, and by the zrika. Shachaton lishman v'zorak dam shalishman. So what if I only had one? What if I had only did the shchita but I didn't do the zrika? Lechem kadosh v'ena kadosh divrei Rebbe. So it's kadosh, but it's not kadosh. It's kadosh to the extent that you can't be poured to them, right? But they're not kadosh to the extent that you can eat them. That's the shita of Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon Oimer. No, la'olam ena kadosh alechem ad sheyishchot lishman v'zorak dam lishman. No, really, really, they have to both thing. You have to have both factors. They're both going to be ma'akev, and you have to have them both done that. And that's what he requires. So I feel the same, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. I could tell you that the answer works according to Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. How? Hachamai Askinix, what are we talking about over here? Kigon shiniskabel hadam b'kois v'nishpach. The case is unique, but they caught the dam. There was a Kabbalah, right? There are four stages to the to the bringing of a korban. The first is the shechita, right? You shech the animal, then you do the kabbalah, you catch it, then you do the halacha, if necessary, if it's far away, that not from the mizbeach, you'd have to walk, and then you do the zrika. So the case is, at this point in time, kigon shenizkabel hadam, because finishbach. So they did the kabbalah, and they did that. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, sovelei ka'avua. He holds, like his father, Rebbe Shimon, who holds the Omer, kol ha'omid lizrok, kizorok dami. Oh, if it's omid, if it's about to be sprinkled, right, then it's like it already happened. So it comes out that these loaves of bread, since they were omid to that, it was about to be zorik, it didn't have to be doing then, therefore, what's it called? It's omid lizorik, it's kizorok dami, as if it already had been doing that. Tana mishum Rebbe Lazar omru, kshir hayu. Tosefta says that these loaves were ksheus, not like the first means of the psulos. Kolzman shemunachos kolham oichlin. So the entire time that they were placed there on the itzva, so then the whole nation, all the Jews, could eat it. Nitla achas, man, when they took one away, tolan. At that point, then it was like held in abeyance, meaning you don't have to eat it. You can't eat it. You don't have to burn it either. Lo oichlin v'lo sarfin. And once they're both gone, at that point, hischilu kulon sorfin. At that point, everybody burns their chametz. Tanya Abishol Omer. I'll just finish up on the top. We'll get to the Mishnah. Shtei paros hayu chorshos bahar hamishcha. There were two cows that used to plow on Har HaZeisim. Right? Har HaMishcha. Okay. Kolzman sheshtehin chorshos. The entire time that the two of them were plowing, kol ha'am oichlin, everyone eat. Nitels ach asmehen, when one of them was taken away, tolan, they would suspend it, right? They wouldn't lo oichlin, lo sorfin, they wouldn't eat, or they wouldn't burn it either. Nitlan shtehen, when they took both of them, his chilu kol ha'am sorfin. At that point in time, then everybody would begin burning their chametz. Okay, and there it's Hashem. We will continue next Friday as well. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.